All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving deep into the MLB playoffs, and let me tell you, this wild card round did not disappoint.
Not one bit.
We saw some serious upsets right off the bat. Teams defying the odds, clutch plays, the whole shebang. We've got a lot to unpack, from those underdog victories to what the so-called experts are predicting.
Yeah, those predictions are always interesting, to say the least. But as any true baseball fan knows, anything can happen in October.
So true. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind to those wildcard games. Can we just talk about the Detroit Tigers for a second? Shutting down the mighty Houston Astros? Who saw that coming?
I know, right? I mean, the Astros, they were the favorites in a lot of people's books. But the Tigers, they had other plans. And it all started with Tarik Skubal on the mound. That guy is pitching like a man possessed.
He was on fire. Just completely shut down Houston's bats. What was it, like a complete game, two-hitter?
Yeah, something like that. He was in complete control. You know, Skubal's always had the potential, but this season he's just taken it to a whole other level.
It's like he's found another gear.
Exactly. His off-speed stuff, his control, it's all been phenomenal. Remember that game against the White Sox back in July?
Oh, yeah.
Struck out 13 batters.
That's the Skubal we're seeing now. Locked in, laser focus.
Ready for the postseason, that's for sure.
And speaking of unexpected, how about those Kansas City Royals blanking the Baltimore Orioles? Talk about a throwback to 2014.
Right, like a blast from the past. I mean, no one expected them to shut out the Orioles like that. But, you know, it wasn't just luck. They played a smart game.
Oh, absolutely. It was like watching a masterclass in small ball. They were forcing the Orioles into mistakes, making them earn every single base.
Exactly. And that's classic Royals baseball, right?
Yeah.
Strong pitching, solid defense, making contact at the plate. They might not hit a ton of home runs, but they find ways to manufacture runs. It's like they've tapped into that old school approach, and it's working for them.
And they're pitching Cole Reagans. What a performance. He kept the Orioles hitters guessing all night long.
He did. You know, the Orioles have some serious power in that lineup, but Reagans, he just neutralized them.
Kept them off balance.
Exactly.
It really makes you wonder, is this the resurgence of small ball? Is this the new trend in baseball?
Well, it's definitely an interesting thought, isn't it? I mean, for a while there, it seemed like everyone was chasing the long ball, trying to hit home runs every at bat.
Launch angle, exit velocity, all that.
Right. And don't get me wrong, home runs are exciting. But there's something to be said for those classic strategies, for playing smart, fundamental baseball.
It's like a chess match, right?
Exactly.
So we've got these underdogs making noise, but what are the so-called experts saying about the rest of the playoffs? Are they buying into these Cinderella stories, or are they sticking with the favorites?
Yeah, well, the experts, they always have their opinions, don't they? But let's see if their predictions hold any water. One YouTuber we came across is convinced that the San Diego Padres are going all the way. Big claims.
All the way to the World Series? That's a bold prediction, especially considering they barely squeaked into the playoffs.
It is a bold prediction.
Yeah.
But you got to give them credit. They did shut out the Braves in that wild card game.
Yeah, that was impressive. Michael King, lights out pitching.
No doubt. They've definitely got the pitching, no question about it. But can they maintain that intensity, that focus throughout the entire postseason? That's the big question.
Right. Especially against tougher competition.
Exactly. The playoffs, they're a different animal. The pressure is on. The stakes are higher. Every pitch matters.
And let's not forget about the Phillies. Another YouTuber we saw is predicting that they'll be the ones hoisting the trophy this year.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
Interesting. They've definitely got the experience, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the pitching. Don't forget, they knocked out the Dodgers last year.
They did. They weren't afraid of anyone. And that's what you need in the playoffs, that fearlessness, that belief that you can beat anyone.
So we've got two very different predictions here. Padres versus the Phillies. What stands out to you from these? Anything that feels right? Anything that feels off?
Well, it's tempting to get caught up in the hype, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, these are just predictions.
Educated guesses.
Exactly. And baseball, well, has a funny way of defying expectations. Who could have predicted Tarik Skubal would be the difference maker for the Tigers?
Exactly. I mean, who would have thought? It's like trying to predict the weather. You never really know what you're going to get.
You got that right.
But hey, that's part of what makes it so exciting, right? The unpredictability, the drama, the possibility that anything can happen. Speaking of which, how about those New York Mets? They barely snuck into the playoffs and then came out swinging against the Brewers.
Right. Talk about a wild finish to the regular season. They clinched their playoff spot with a walk-off homer in, what was it, the 16th inning?
16 innings. Can you imagine?
I mean, talk about a momentum swing.
And it seemed like they carried that energy right into the wild card game. 5 runs in the 5th inning. That's how you make a statement.
No doubt about it. They were hitting on all cylinders.
But, you know, you also got a feel for the Brewers. Their pitching, which is usually their strength, just seemed to falter in that game.
Yeah, it was uncharacteristic of them. Especially Devin Williams, their closer. He had a rough outing, giving up a couple of runs. That's unusual for him. He's usually so reliable.
Right, and those late-inning runs, those can be backbreakers. It'll be interesting to see how they bounce back, especially since pitching depth isn't really their strong suit, is it?
Not really. They rely heavily on their starters to go deep into games.
Which, you know, can work in the regular season, but in a short series like this, every game is crucial.
Absolutely. Every pitch matters.
And you've got to have those reliable arms in the bullpen to shut things down when you need it most.
No doubt about it.
It's tough when your bullpen lets you down like that, especially in a do-or-die game. Really shows you how important every single decision, every pitching change can be in these short series.
Oh, absolutely. Every single arm in that bullpen becomes crucial, no question. And that's where a team like the Padres, with their deep pitching staff, they've got a real edge. They can bring in fresh arms late in the game, take some pressure off their starters, and really shut things down. Kind of like we saw in that wild card game against the Braves.
Right. Michael King was just lights out in that game. Complete game shutout. But even with that, they still got Yu Darvish ready to go for game 2. That's a scary thought for any team.
No kidding. Having a guy like Darvish, a veteran like that, ready to step up in a crucial game, that's huge. He's been there, done that. Playoff experience, especially when you've got championship aspirations, you can't underestimate that.
Speaking of experience, you mentioned the Phillies earlier and their history of pulling off upsets. They seem to thrive on that underdog mentality. That's going to count for something, right?
Absolutely. It's a different kind of energy when you walk onto the field knowing you've been there before, you've overcome the odds. And the Phillies, they've got that in spades. Plus, they've faced some tough lineups over the years, a battle through some intense pitching duels. Remember, they held the Dodgers with that lineup to just 2 runs in last year's NLCS.
That's right. They weren't intimidated at all. They came ready to play. So you've got the talent, the experience, and maybe, most importantly, the belief. They believe they can win it all.
The Leaf can go a long way in this game.
No doubt. But hey, let's not forget about those underdogs we talked about earlier, the Tigers and the Royals. Can they keep riding this wave of momentum?
It's definitely possible. Momentum is a powerful thing, especially in baseball, especially in the playoffs. The Tigers, they're playing with a newfound confidence after that upset over the Astros. Skubal's dominance has a lot to do with that.
For sure. When your ace is dealing like that, it just lifts the whole team.
And the Royals. Well, it seems like they've tapped into that 2014 magic again. There's just something special about a team that believes it can overcome anything, you know. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder, and that can make them dangerous for anyone.
It's like they're playing with house money now. They've already exceeded expectations, so why not just go for it, right?
Exactly. It reminds me of that old saying, you know, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. And right now, both the Tigers and the Royals, they're showing a whole lot of fight.
I love that analogy. It's so true. It's not always about who's got the biggest names or the best stats on paper. It's about heart, about grit, about refusing to give up. And that's what makes the playoffs so unpredictable and so much fun to watch. Any team can catch fire at the right time.
And that's what makes it so exciting for fans like us. We get to witness history in the making. Those unexpected heroes emerging, those moments that defy all the odds.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to happen next. And that's the beauty of it.
It really is. It's anyone's game right now, and that's what makes it so captivating. So as we watch these series unfold, what should we be paying attention to? What are those key factors that could determine who moves on and who goes home?
Well, pitching, as always, is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Especially in these best-of-5 series. You need those arms, those reliable arms, to get you through. Teams with deep rotations, those bullpens you can count on late in the game, they've got a clear advantage. We've already seen that, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look at the Padres shutting down the Braves. Or the Royals keeping those Orioles bats quiet. That's all about pitching.
Exactly. And speaking of the Royals, I think their ability to manufacture runs, to play that small ball, it's going to be huge. They might not hit a ton of dingers, but they find ways to get on base, move runners over, scratch across those runs. It's a different style of play, but it can be just as effective, especially in these pressure-packed games.
It's like they're playing with a different level of baseball IQ, you know, thinking one step ahead, capitalizing on every mistake.
It's like a chess match out there, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, beyond the X's and O's, there's something to be said about momentum. and team chemistry. You can't quantify it, but you can see it on the field. Those teams that are clicking, that are feeding off each other's energy, they're the ones that are dangerous.
For sure. I mean, look at the Tigers. They're riding high after that upset. The Mets, too, after that crazy finish to the regular season. They seem to have a newfound sense of purpose. It's like they're playing with nothing to lose, and that can be a dangerous thing for other teams.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about those teams that were expected to be here, right? The Padres, the Phillies, they've got something to prove too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Padres, with all that talent, they want to show the world that they're more than just a collection of big names. They want to win it all, and this is their chance. And the Phillies, well, they want to prove that last year wasn't a fluke. They're hungry for another title.
So much drama, so many storylines unfolding right in front of us. It's going to be an exciting finish, that's for sure. Any final thoughts for our listeners as we wrap things up? What should they be watching for as these games play out?
Just enjoy the ride. You know, that's what it's all about. This is baseball at its finest, these playoffs. The intensity, the passion, the unpredictability. Don't get too caught up in the predictions. Don't overthink it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the MLB playoffs. We'll be back soon to break down all the action. Until then, keep those gloves oiled and those bats swinging.